First, the organization's policy should clearly outline the training and experience required by RPNs for performing this act. Leaders must also ensure that all involved staff have or receive the required training and experience and can competently perform the procedure before individual RPNs are permitted to proceed with the implementation. The organization policy would outline the specific client population to which this new policy would apply and any restrictions on treatments to be provided. In collaboration with other health professionals, the RPN would determine the appropriateness of performing the act on an individual patient basis. The RPNs would advocate for the required space, supplies, staffing, and consultative resources to ensure the electroconvulsive therapy is performed safely and ethically for each patient. The RPNs may refuse to perform the reserved act if the environment in which the patient is to receive the therapy is unsafe or unethical.